Using Stamps in the War Against Terrorism. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Two announcements this week from the U.S. Postal Service are both direct results of September 11th. One was the sudden unveiling of the Greetings from America series, in conjunction with the Travel Industry Association. The designs were going to be shown later this month, but the press release makes it clear why the date was moved up, quote, to spark renewed interest in domestic travel. The other announcement was United We Stand, a patriotism stamp. The Postal Service is under a great deal of pressure to issue a stamp for the attacks, but it doesn't like to commemorate a tragedy. This is a compromise. But many people want more than just a stamp. They want a semi-postal stamp, one for which you pay extra, and the difference between the sales price and the postal rate is donated to a charity. Members of Congress are leading the charge, and despite the attempt with United We Stand to head off the terrorism semi-postals, you know it's not going to work. And that's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.